Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
The Pod Network Entertainment.
All right. Welcome to episode 194. 194.
Madali na mag 200.
Ito yung problema natin. Oh. Iba yung numero sa podcast.
Bakit?
At saka sa live stream. Kasi nakahiwalay na. So episode 194 of the 29er Rider podcast. And we've got some really cool guests tonight. We're going to be talking about Widow's Sons Masonic Riders and their big plans for the 27th NFMCP, which is the National Federation of Motorcycle Clubs of the Philippines.
Naksakuha, di kanina pa niya yung pinapractice.
Kanina ka pa na pinapractice. We've got the organizers of the nationwide event 2024 27th NFMCP. We've got Pres June Jagono.
Thank you for having us.
Oh, syempre kung sila yung organizer, certified tunay na rider na to, diba?
Oo.
And then of course we've got a good friend of mine. I've known her for quite a long time. Si Cherry Henato, welcome.
Great to have us here. Thank you, 29er Rider.
Mukhang mas magaganda boses nito sa atin, ah.
Oo nga eh.
Mamawalan tayo ng trabaho nito.
All right. Yeah. So, Buck, take it away.
Ayun. So, eto, pag-usapan muna natin to sila Sir June tsaka si Miss Cherry. Paano kayo nagsimula magmotor? Or kailan?
Are we supposed to do it ladies first or are we supposed Junket to do it?
Ladies first. Ladies,
ladies first.
Ladies. Okay, because everyone's...
Sino may kasalanan, Cherry?
Ako lang sa larin, right? Okay. I'll take it from here. So basically, I started riding not very long time ago because I only did it when the pandemic strike. Though my husband is the one who's been riding for many years. He's a friend of Iba.
Oo.
Yeah. And
kasama natin yan sa mga boss.
Kasalanan din to ni Iba.
Yeah. So there. So let's just say about 2 years, I guess, from this time. And from there, I met a couple of interesting and really great group. And since I'm an event organizer for about like more than a decade, this made me interested on how I can help out on the convention planning for this year.
Oh, syempre from passion to business. Maganda yun.
Doon ko na naisip na, kaya pala maganda yung boses. Kasi yung mga event organizer, yung tipong... Nawala yung host na traffic. Pwede pumalit.
Tama.
Yeah. I don't know if advantage or disadvantage because eh, there will always be parang they will be confident enough na di ba lang nandiyan naman siya.
Okay. Ikaw yung forever backup host. Like,
without having to have any script or whatsoever, it will always be forever an ad-lib version all the time.
Right? All right. Sir June, mukhang kayo matagal na kayo nagra-ride.
Medyo matagal na. But yung pagra-ride ko parang coincidence siya eh. I was working before as an artist kay Celia Laurel, Tita Celia Laurel, the wife of our past Vice President, Doy Laurel. So I'm with friends with Larry Laurel.
Okay.
And he needs to migrate to US for his immigrant visa. And he gave me his bike.
Oh. Swerte. Yeah. Anong motor yun?
In 1986, 750cc pop-up katana.
So that's,
I learned from
yung
that
pop-up
bike.
Pop-up version pa.
The pop-up version.
Yung gumagana. Yeah.
Pop-up, pop-up lights.
And I learned from Larry Laurel that it was given to him by Pinoy Aquino during that time that, you know, Doy Laurel gave his presidency over to Cory Aquino.
Ah.
So they became friends. It was given to him as a gift.
Presidency plus katana. Galing, ah.
So,
but that's not an easy bike to start learning on.
It's not because it's heavy. And
bastos yun.
Yes.
Tsaka hihirap ilikaw nun.
Yeah. So what I did, I practiced that bike. I don't know how to ride a bike. I practiced that bike early in the morning in the village. So slowly.
At saka medyo sub-sub yun, di ba?
Sub-sub talaga.
Yeah. Oo. Grabe. Ako, I tried katana once. Umayo ko kaagad eh.
Speaking of katana, nandito pala tayo sa Go Time Bank Studio.
Oh nga.
Isa sa mga may-ari ng katana na vintage, si ano?
Si Bossing.
Si Boss Raymond.
Oo. Thank you Go Time Bank Studio for letting us record here. Siyempre, tunay na rider rin yun. Okay, back to Sir June.
So, that's it. I started riding when I was 21 and still now riding.
So 5 years later.
Yeah, because that makes him only what?
Yeah. So what bikes do you have now?
Well, I have a couple of brands. I have R18. I also have the K1600.
Ooh,
yun ang brick,
flying brick,
flying brick. Oh,
I use it as a touring bike.
Ah, so mukhang BMW. So kilala mo talaga si Mr. Henato.
No. I'm not a... it's only a few years when I bought that BMW. I used in riding Harleys.
Ah, okay. Ikaw, Cherry, what bikes do you have now? And then sama mo rin yung mga bikes that you know of that your husband owns.
Yung alam mo.
Yung nakatago, di
ka alam ko. O nga, no? Dalawa pa naman ang grahe. Okay. I'm very comfortable using my Ryker, the Can-Am. And then I have a Rebel.
Oh, Can-Am.
Yeah.
Uy.
I think you're our first guest natin na naka-Can-Am.
Oh, is it?
Talaga, parang.
Oh,
parang,
so hello to
hindi, may naka-Can-Am.
Ay, binawi.
May nag-pop up nung nakaraan, di ba?
Mm-hmm. Ah, oo, si President Duterte. Now, that's a callback to when we had the Any Given Sunday Riders group.
Yeah.
Because they hosted the NFMCP
2023.
Yeah.
Davao.
Davao.
Oh, yeah. That was last year.
Edition.
Mm-mm.
Yeah. So
you're the second.
Am I the second? But I'm pretty sure I'm the first lady Can-Am rider.
Correct.
Yeah, so there. And then Georgia may have a few inventory, but now let's talk about that. Yeah.
Anong next natin sa ano?
Okay lang.
Zeke. Edit out natin to, Zeke, ha?
Yung mga dead time, nandyan naman si Zeke. Maririnig niya to.
Teka, nalilito ako dun sa ano.
So let's start off with...
event? Ano yung pangalan
ng event? Let's talk about Widow's Sons muna. And then let's talk about LMFI. And then let's talk about the...
LMFI o NF...
No, wag, siguro the right flow there, if I may.
Oh, go.
The host club for the 27th annual convention is Widow Sons Masonic Rider.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. And then nagkataon lang na Widow Sons is actually in Luzon, which is why you brought in the topic of LMFI. Mm-hmm. However, the entire event is more known to be the NFMCP because it represents the national event already. Yeah, the Visayas and Mindanao are the other regions where in next year, sa Visayas yan. Kasi it makes it 3 years in a row before it goes back again to Luzon. And then Visayas again and then Davao. So last year was in Davao. This one's Luzon. Next year, Visayas. And then it goes back again to Davao.
Pwede ba natin i-ano yun? Itanong sa kanila.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, like probably how does the NFMC come? What are the schedules? How does it?
So we won't talk about LMFI anymore.
I think so, June, right?
So Widow Sons, you're talking about Widow Sons first. Widow Sons Masonic Riders Association is a international organization of Freemason riders.
Okay.
So it so happened that we are we have a chapter in the Philippines who belong to LMFI. And Luzon Motorcycle Federation Inc. is the umbrella organization of bike clubs within Luzon.
Within Luzon lang.
Within Luzon only. Mm-hmm. So if you are a member of this club, you can bid actually to host a national motorcycle convention. So that's what we did. We bid it way back 2019. We are supposed to host it in 2021 after the On Any Sunday Rider Club. But because of the pandemic, it moves 2 years.
Nahinto.
Yeah. So that's the history.
O sige, pag-usapan natin itong 27th annual convention na ino-organize ngayon itong Masonic Riders Association na Widow Sons.
Okay. You're asking how it started, right? Actually, if you're a member of LMFI, you're invited in the National Club President's Meeting every year, wherein most club officers of different clubs nationwide gathers in Cebu to bid for the hosting of the this particular event.
So may bidding.
Yes.
Parang Olympics to.
Pare. All the big bikers from all of the accredited clubs. Actually, even hindi. Kasi nakasama rin ako sa mga NatCon .
Recent, Congregate. Nandun ka, di ba?
Last year. So, first question would be, why? Why would anyone want to host? It is such a big undertaking. So much work and effort. Yeah, and resources, time, lahat go into this. And I mean, how many riders do you expect?
The delegates? That would be around 3,000.
3,000? Yeah.
For our record.
Nationwide.
Nationwide. Yeah. But so why would you want to do this?
You are right. Now I'm feeling the pressure. So I'm supposed to back out because we bid it that in 2019.
Ang tagal na noon.
It's more than 2 years. I'm supposed to back out. But our objective in Widow Sons as Masonic organizations is to bring masonry into motorcycling community and vice versa. And we always thought that this is the avenue to do that. So we are up to the challenge to tell the all the big bike clubs in the Philippines that we can host this kind of event.
Actually, baka you guys don't know this, pero yung great-grandfather ko was one of the first, if not like the first, like Muslim Freemason. They have a lodge named after him, I think in Taguig, yung Haji Butu Lodge.
One of the oldest clubs.
Yeah, yeah. So, may Sonic blood ako.
Nice.
All right. Yeah. So, why? So, what? So, that's the reason you
that's,
want.
That's basically the reason why to fulfill our objectives in our organization, which, as I told you, to bring, to make the people aware of masonry. Because we are in the Philippines, we have 120 million plus population in population, right? But masonry is only about 20,000 plus. That so, represents the whole country.
Anong target mo? Magiging Mason?
No. Because sometimes other people are confused about Freemasonry. Sometimes we are... they think we are part of the Illuminati.
Oh.
The church sometimes are being vocal criticizing Freemasonry. So,
ito ba yung mga Knights Templar, yung mga ganun, di ba?
Yes,
mga
Knights ganun, Templar.
Ang dami kong nakitang YouTube videos.
May ganun ba?
Yeah, if you're going to research about the Knights Templars, they're actually the protector of the church. But they turn away from the church because they're involved in politics.
Okay, okay. So, actually may mga tropa rin tayo. Sila Derek E, di ba? Sila Don Joseph. Kasama sa Freemasons, di ba?
Oh, may nakita ko. Nakita ko mag-post sila na parang may graduation something.
So, okay. So, it's part and parcel of your objective as a group, really, to bring... So, how does it connect with writing?
We are... The reason why it's Masonic Riders Association, we are all Freemason riders.
Exclusively.
Exclusively for Masons. So, in order for us, for anybody to join us, you should be a Mason first. Then so, you should own a bike to join us.
Okay, so this is really interesting. Huh? I didn't, when we saw this, we thought I was going to talk about the NatCon. But if me secondary, or actually primary objective of the group, so what would people, why would people want to join? I mean, how are you going to use this as a conduit to showcase the cool things about being a rider and also being a Freemason?
Well, Freemasonry is actually a philanthropic club. We are the oldest fraternity and our objective is always to help in the community. So through motorcycle, through our club, we can reach out to different places and bring our organization to let the other clubs that we exist and we can do, you know, we can contribute to the community.
So it's social impact. Yes, also. Yes.
Linawin lang natin, ah. Everybody is welcome dito sa National Federation Motorcycle Club of the Philippines annual convention.
We had to wait for you.
So you don't need ano, ah, you don't need to be a Mason to attend the event, tama ba?
Yes,
no,
exactly.
No. It's just that the Widow Sons Masonic Rider is the host club for the national convention.
Yan. All right.
So they're the punong abala, in other words.
So okay, let's go back to Widow Sons naman. Mm-hmm. Let's go back to the first part of the name. Widow Sons, that's kind of a dark name, man. That's medyo badass yun, ha?
parang pangalan ng metal band.
Oo, medyo hardcore talaga. Widow Sons Masonic Riders. Parang medyo...
Dun, multiple, dun, dun, dun,
dun. Multiple levels yung group name.
Yeah, because there's a biblical reason about it.
Okay, okay,
because
okay.
They said masonry goes back before Christ, during the time of King Solomon's temple.
Oh, wow. All right, may history lesson. Yeah. This is awesome.
Yeah.
Game.
Okay. Like I'm gonna...
You have to educate everybody.
Yeah. Oh, no. I mean, if that's the point of hosting, this is part of it.
You're talking about the peculiarity of our organization, the Widow Sons.
Yeah.
But it goes back in the time of King Solomon's temple. It's a temple made of gold.
Okay.
And one of the principal architect is Hiram Abib. He was recruited by King Solomon to help do the architecture and building of that King Solomon's temple.
Okay.
But the workers of the crop worry about the completion of the project that they cannot get their wages and entry to the temple. Because before you can go to that King Solomon's temple, you should have a password, like a certain key.
Okay.
A certain grip or a certain word. So it's gift by King Solomon Temple and the two kings, King of Tyre and Hiram Abib. And Hiram Abib was killed by the three craftsmen because they're trying to get the secret password from him. And he did not give it. So,
ano yung password?
Mali ka ng tanong, wala pang marites nung panahon na yun.
And he is a widow's son. So, he's a widow's son during that time.
So doon nagsimula dahil napatay siya.
So all of us, in memory of his contribution, we call our group as Widow Sons in honor to
Hiram Abib
as a Widow Sons, yes.
Okay. So
You can always research about the King Solomon's Temple.
Okay, so, okay.
We should have a contest next time that who has the most juiciest background.
Pinaka-historic na club.
Dated BC.
Yeah. Okay, then let's go to the international part of that club.
Mm-hmm. Yun.
How did it become international?
Actually, Widow Sun started in Florida way back 90.
Before Christ then?
No. It's only in 1998.
Okay.
Okay. Oh. It was the American Masons who established it. We were chartered only in 2013.
Relatively
recent. So it started in America. Now we have more than 50 plus countries representation.
10th year anniversary niya na rin
last January, it's our 10th year anniversary. So this particular convention, we have many Widow Sun's brothers who are riders will be joining us here.
That's why when I was talking to you, Cherry, you said you guys are going to be super busy next week.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Because you've got international riders coming in.
So the way we had to do it is, syempre, they have their own initial gathering before they do the annual convention thing.
Mga Immortal, listen to the Underpaid Podcast with me, Stanley Chi, wherein we talk about work-related topics in a light manner na parang nagchichismisan lang tayo or nagkukwentuhan. Listen for free on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or kung saan ka man nakikinig ng podcast. Kita-kits!
So ano yung password?
Itataya mo ba sa bingo yan?
Ako tataya ako sa loto.
Oh yeah. Oh, loto pala, not bingo. Yeah.
Okay, so now we've got the history. I didn't expect to go 20 minutes into the history, but it's so cool.
Wala akong kaalam.
It's always a question, why Widow Sons? It's very peculiar.
It's kind of dark, diba? Widow Sons, diba? It sounds kind of like Sons of Anarchy, diba? May pagka ganun. All right, so we've got, we now know what the convention is about. We know about how you guys got it and the history of the group. And we know that it's a lot of work. What are the challenges that you faced in organizing such an epic event?
Especially na meron darating mga international riders from their group, ha?
Yeah, I think in on the organizing part thing, we all know that something like a riding community is not really a structured organization, right? So you talk to different clubs which are not corporately aligned. So puro ano pakikisama ka. The more you know them, the more they are cooperative with you with what you want them to participate with. So FYI, there are about 170 plus, close to 180 clubs who are joining in this year. And we are very proud to say that itong taon na to, there are a couple of clubs who were not quite active or mga nawala during the pandemic time.
But prominent clubs.
Yeah. And it is only this year that they were able to get interested to come back.
No, we encourage them to come back because they are the founding pillars of clubs in LMFI. Mad Dog, special mention.
Yes, yeah, yeah.
To my brothers in Mad Dog, hello.
So there. And then not only that, of course, the expectations, especially when you are in the, you know, in the territory of where the capital is, it's always there, okay? And organizing one here in Luzon, of course, most of the riders or the clubs are coming from Luzon also. So, isa na rin yan. And the part na summer, last year kasi most riders, when they had the convention, excited pa because there are quite few number of events. But now, there's like left and right.
Grabe.
Too much.
Every other
happening.
Day, there's, yeah. There's an event. So, that's another challenge.
Yes.
I think the challenge basically for us is to make it more enjoyable and exciting than the previous convention. Mm-hmm. So, as an the problem now, I'm also the national president, the LMFI, and I'm also working with Widow Sun. So we're trying to find ways to settle everything that all the delegates will enjoy, especially the riders from the Visayas and Mindanao.
So the other challenge I think is also that Luzon is so big. Ang daming rider groups, di ba?
Yeah, majority.
But if you look at, let's say, Mindanao, last year, we know all the guys there from all of the different... I mean, kilala na natin yung pinakasikat na group sa CDO, yes. Kilala natin yung pinakasikat sa Davao, sa ano, and all of them nagtulungan. Like, as in, you could see John D. Lacson,
yeah.
From Norman Ring and yung Mindanao Freedom Ride and even President Duterte helped in organizing the NatCon.
Yes.
Pero sa Luzon, sa sobrang daming clubs, it's hard to unify, di ba? To get everybody to support.
That's the basic reason why I'm very active with LMFI because I'm trying to get back those clubs that are active before. For so many years, they've been active, but suddenly they lose, you know, interest. So one by one, I called the president, enlightened them to get back to LMFI because basically LMFI represents Luzon, especially in the policy-making body with regards to issues of motorcycle community. Mm-hmm. We're always called by Senate and the Congress.
Correct. Actually, that we can... that's another discussion, and we'd love to have you on as LMFI, so we can talk about yung advocacies, how you guys stand for rider rights, and what you guys are doing along those lines, no? But yeah, going back to the NatCon, can I just call it the NatCon?
Yeah. Yes, absolutely. Whatever places you
make it this year.
NatCon.
Going back to the NatCon, so this is several years in the making. It's finally in Luzon. Expectations are quite high because it's in Luzon.
Not only in Luzon, not only because of that, but I've been hearing riders, they're expecting too much because we are Maisons. I don't know. why they're saying that, you know. But we're trying to be ready.
Napanood nila yung mga national treasure.
Nandun kasi daw si King Solomon.
Nandun yung gold eh.
Ako, mamimigay yata
alam
ng gold.
Alam
nyo
yung password eh.
Oo, mamimigay talaga sila ng gold.
Yes. Gold-plated challenge coin. We are excited. We have many tokens to give. Usually conventions only give T-shirt, right? But now we have T-shirt, we have challenge coins, we have
challenge
patches.
What's a challenge coin?
I knew it, you were gonna ask it.
Oh, I'm gonna show you a challenge coin.
Tayang walang video to.
Other riders.
Explain lang natin.
I was surprised. Mm-hmm. One of the prominent riders who are friends of us don't know about the challenge coin.
Okay. Challenge coin.
This is the Federation challenge coin. It contains the logo of the Federation. And at the back is our club.
Why is it a challenge coin? So it's a gold coin embossed with the
logo,
Widow Sun's Masonic ano yung
seal.
Yung seal.
Yeah.
Naka coin sheet pa,
which is like a temple yung ano pyramid with an eye and ano. Ang galing. Mukhang ano talaga, pare. Galing sa movies. Parang, ito yung password. Ito yung para makapasok ka sa temple.
Baka RFID na yan. Doon sa pinto i-scan.
Okay, so what? Okay, the challenge coin. What does that give you access to something special?
The challenge has been existing for in different countries all over the world.
Okay, okay.
The concept being, for example, in Widow's Sons, we have our own challenge coin. We go to a bar, we drink in a bar, I'll drop my coin. If anybody, for example, we are four of us, and the three of you doesn't have a coin, you will all pay to share the bills. But if you have coins, you drop it down, I will pay the bill alone.
So, parang ano, John Wick, pare. Yung really, galing, ang ganda pa ng weight.
So we always carry this. Yeah. Even we're not riding, we are always carry this.
Like, you'll never know when you need it.
Because
like
you met a fellow rider, he invited you to go to a restaurant or bar.
Okay.
He will challenge you always. So I always, yeah.
That is way better than an SM Advantage card. It is so, dapat pauso natin ulit yan, pare. Dapat lahat ng mga, sabihin natin kila Ryan sa Moto World at kila Vince sa Ride Manila na tatanggap sila ng tunay na rider na challenge coin.
And we have here the convention pads.
Siyempre, yan ang kinokollect talaga eh.
So it's heated, you can easily, iron it.
Put it in your leather vest.
Ito yung mga pamimigay dun sa participants.
Of course, convention your convention shirt.
And we made a carbon fiber sunglasses.
Whoa!
Mainit daw kasi.
Wow!
So may eyeglass ka.
Carbon fiber, ah.
And we have the sticker.
Siyempre, to prove that you rode there.
And all the tickets. And we ask our partner, Motul and Wiltek, to also to provide tokens. So they provide tokens for 5,000, 3,000 delegates.
So unique talaga.
Yeah, they have a separate claim stub. That they have to go to the booth of Motul and Wiltek to claim it.
Are we not that generous?
That is pretty awesome. All right. So why is it in Subic?
Because it's the venue is very big. The venue, Subic Convention alone is about 7,200 square meter. And it's an air conditioning. It's air conditioning.
Yun ang ipupuntahan ko. Uy, may aircon dun. Doon tayo.
Well, in the about, they made a good convention. But the problem, it's outdoor and it's so hot.
No. So when we were there, it was, awesome convention. Yeah, we had a lot of fun.
The foods are very good.
Si John di pa yung nag-host sa amin. Nag-stay kami sa penthouse niya eh. But, grabe yung init. And umulan pa.
Yes.
And then lalong uminit. Pare, parang nagiging sona.
No, but the reason why they had it an outdoor, because it, remember kakatapos lang ng COVID that
time. Yes, so dapat open
that
air. Is,
that was one of their requirement if you wanted to have a big gathering.
Now, it's ano na.
Yeah, but if you do that right now, everyone's gonna get out there. No one's gonna stay.
So what other cool things do people expect? This is on the 26 and 27.
Okay. 26 and 27. One of the highlights of National Convention is the raffle. Most of them are looking after what is going to be given away.
Para namimigay ng motor doon.
Yeah, and we're not just talking about bikes that you see regularly or normally gets given away.
Riker, magpapa... Mamimigay daw ng Riker.
Mamimigay, yes.
R18, kanin? R18.
Oh, yeah. You got it right. Yeah. It is.
Pupunta ako ron.
What we're doing is actually to... solicit X deals from the sponsor's bike or whatever, and our intention is to give it back all to the delegates.
Wow.
So right now we have five bikes.
Five? Okay.
Magkano yung registration?
Oh my gosh.
We have five bikes. Right,
I was supposed
now.
To throw that as a question to your host. Like, guess. How many bikes are we giving out?
So five bikes.
Yep.
Yeah.
One is an R18.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Ano pa?
One is a one is a Kawasaki W800, the copper racer. And we have a Kawasaki 650.
Wow. V-Strom?
V-Strom 650. And also Ninja. Suzuki Ninja 650.
Grabe.
And a Triumph 400.
Yeah. That's crazy.
But there's a catch on the two bikes because BMW wanted to put an excitement on the BMW.
Okay.
And of course, to help on the in an outreach project of Widow's Sons.
Last year, may bidding. Eh. Yeah. BMW auction. Supported and they gave the triple black na GS.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes. this time it's not a bidding. You just have to pay 100 pesos for a one raffle entry ticket.
Okay.
And the
okay.
proceeds will go to our beneficiary. Yeah.
Oh.
Galing, galing. So may social impact. Sino yung yes. beneficiary?
It's Shriners International.
Shriners.
It's actually
okay.
a Masonic social club.
Wait, I Shriners are the guys with the tall hats yes. and the small cars, right?
Yes, we have hospitals all over the world.
Nasa mga parade yes. sila. Yung parang yeah. naka-go-kart yeah. na maliit.
Ah, talaga?
Yeah. Oh, ano. Okay.
It's owned by Masons. It's owned and operated by Masons. And all the clients are free.
Oh, wow. I didn't
so,
know that.
So, Philippine Masons are one of the biggest contributor to that because we need to fund the doctors and everything. Mm.
Are there Shriners hospitals here?
No. But we have affiliations with different hospitals.
So, it'll support local hospitals?
Yes. We bring patients from the Philippines to our hospitals in the U.S.,
wow.
To treat them, including fare, everything, hotel accommodations, everything.
Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Okay, okay. Is there anything else? I mean, so 5 really awesome bikes.
100 per ticket, ah.
100 per ticket. Pero you have to register pa. May registration yes. yun, syempre.
The registration will be handled by BMW themselves, so...
Do you have to tapos na ba yung registration or
no,
can you
it's,
still
it's gonna be on site
yeah.
they
okay.
will open it on site but it should the only qualified are the registered delegates based on their ticket.
So if you guys are free on the 26th, the 27th, and the 28th, that's Friday, Saturday.
No, Friday, wait. Saturday only. 26th and 27th.
Ride down to Subic, register, check out the NatCon, and win a motorcycle. Baka you'll be riding home on a new bike.
And we have a lot of minor prizes, actually. We have many sponsors who are giving electronics equipment. UniOil is giving fuel cards worth 10,000 each. 10,000 each. We're going to raffle it during the first day as minor.
Wala bang electric car dyan?
Baka next year.
Wala bang electric car dyan? Parang
gusto
ko yun.
I look for one display there.
At saka BYD.
You gotta put my car there.
Yung,
Tesla.
No, yung car nyo, di ba?
Tesla. Yeah. Oh, no, the Tweezy.
The Tweezy.
Tweezy.
Yeah. Oh, oh.
Kasi we're
ganda
into electric. Yeah,
of course. They're really into electric vehicles.
Oh.
Well, actually, we got to invite you guys one time to talk about that. Dapat meron, di ba?
Oh.
May kuryente.
I thought, oh, were you touching my wrist?
Akala ko, kasama yung sa raffle yun.
Oo, kausapan nyo si Mr. Renato.
baka during the time of John D., they'll be hosting the next 2 years convention after Thunderbugs of Bacolod. So, sina John D. na.
So, after this, it's gonna be Bacolod.
Yes.
And then back to sila
John. De Oro.
CDO na.
I think John D. Laxon will do that.
Sila Jeff, Rolida, yes, sila John D. Laxon. Yes. Mga tropa natin yan. Okay, okay.
Friends din natin sila.
So, they've been on the show multiple times. So, that's why the Mindanao Freedom Ride is one of the rides that are truly awesome, but I will never join.
Kasi, they're too awesome.
They're, ang haba, grabe hardcore. Have you joined the Mindanao Freedom Ride? That's like multiple weeks.
You gotta be away by like 2 weeks.
Daming, it's like a lot of kilometers per day.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So again, shout out kila John D. All right. Parting words that you guys wanna tell our listeners on 2-9 Rider?
Well, yeah, you were mentioning about inviting them to come over, and if there's any information they still need to know, we have a website, www.27thnfmcp.com. The same address for our Facebook page, that's 27thnfmcp as well.
Yeah, and we'll put that in the links in our Facebook page so that people can check them out also. So just drive on down to Subic. It's going to be right on down to Subic. Yeah. It's going to be hard to miss. Nasa convention center.
Yeah.
Pinipicture out ko na nakasakay ako sa R18.
Bagay.
Tapos you also won the TV. You have to bring it home using your R18.
Pwede.
Yeah, you can imagine it too. Yeah, the TV and the R18.
Friday, anong oras sa'yo, alis iba?
Not 3,000 delegates. Mm-hmm. Ang daming premyo. Pare, medyo mataas yung chance mo of winning. That's
All right.
Or mangharang tayo sa ano sa NLEX. Huwag natin papasukin yung mga nakamotor.
All right. So yeah, this was Sir June, any parting words?
Well, again, thank you for all the 170 plus clubs. I think this is breaking the record for having the most number of clubs joining the convention. We thank the biggest delegation is actually coming from Bismin. You'll be surprised that more than thousands of registered delegate came from Visayas and Mindanao.
Bismin hardcore and, talaga yeah. mga riders doon.
And we're giving them you know a preference treatment for appreciating their effort to ride here. And we have a surprise because one of the oldest riders is riding from Iloilo.
Wow.
To, how old? 87 years old.
Wow.
Iloilo to Subic.
Well, so, Iloilo, Katiklan, then Batangas to Subic, yes. Malamang.
Yeah, that's
that. That's kind of a long ride.
That's a long ride.
All right. Well, yeah, please check out the NatCon on the 26th and 27th in Subic Convention Center. And for our next episode, we're going to be talking about how to beat the heat Hot Wheels with Inigo Pimentel from Grit Moto.
Grit Summer Apparel.
Pare, suot ko yung grit ngayon, no?
Ako wala akong grit.
Take us out, Zeke.
The opinions of podcast creators, hosts, and guests are not necessarily reflective of the official stance of the Pod Network Entertainment, its hosts, or other network programs. The content created by the people behind the podcast is personal and not meant to harm any religion, ethnicity, group, organization, company, or individual.